Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Friday. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, how's the economy doing? Part 2. Well, yesterday morning at precisely 8:30 a.m., the preliminary estimate of the nation's gross domestic product flashed across computers across Wall Street and the country. And believe it or not, this is a moment of high drama for many in the investing world. Significant wagers are riding on its outcome. As we discussed earlier, a portfolio's design has much to do with the future economic direction. You invest in growth stocks, for instance, for a strong economy, but emphasize defense, bonds, and utilities in a weak, recession-prone economy. Yesterday's report on GDP showed the economy grew by 2.9% in the fourth quarter of 2022, the high end of Wall Street estimates, but below what most in Washington thought was going to happen. The Federal Reserve and the administration were both looking for economic growth to equal or exceed the quarter before, when growth hit 3.2%. So how's the economy doing? Answer, it is slowing from the quarter before. The economy is slowing, and this is critical to recognize, but something the press did not report. It drives me nuts to read all the headlines surrounding this report. Headlines like, GDP report beats expectations. Well, reading that headline, you would naturally assume that the economy is performing optimally. After all, it beat expectations. Well, listen, forget expectations. They are irrelevant when determining how things really are, not someone's guess about things. Now, the economy in the fourth quarter of 2022 slowed from the quarter before. Q4 was 2.9% versus 3.2% in Q3. So mark it down in red letters. The economy is slowing. Now, consumer spending, that's you and me, continued strong. And this was one piece of good news, but unfortunately, it comes with a caveat. Well, actually, a couple of caveats. We consumers may have increased our spending in that fourth quarter, and that's generally to be expected. The end of year holidays are usually a significant time for consumers to spend. But remember, we have to deal with a couple of caveats. And the first caveat, consumer spending in this report is in constant dollars, quote unquote, not dollars adjusted for inflation, but constant dollars. Now, the report measured inflation during that quarter at just over 3%. So the first 3% of any increase in consumer spending reflects just inflation and does not reflect consumer sentiment. The other question on consumer spending is, what did we spend our money on? Was it just a reflection of higher living expenses, or did we go out and make a few extra purchases, the kind of purchase that would help spur the economy? The answer to these questions will be critical in how we view the economy this year, but we won't get them for another month or so. Yesterday, you'll recall, we did make a few educated guesses on this GDP report. The first area we predicted was real estate, and it didn't take a genius to predict that real estate was falling. Real estate fell from the fourth best sector last quarter to the poorest performer in this report. And if we look solely at this report, we predict that real estate is leading us into a recession. I'd like to see a few more data points before we make that call, and we'll all have to wait for more detail in the following two GDP updates over the next couple of months. But there's no doubt that real estate is sick, real sick. Finally, there's that old political trick that we talked about yesterday. When the economy begins to look a little peaked, Washington reaches back into its wallet and starts to spend and hire as many people as possible. Now, yes, I know, this president is the all-time champ at spending. But wait, if it looks like a recession is on the way, money from Washington will flow like water, even more than it is right now. Now, the process has already begun. Yesterday, we discussed how government spending declined in the third quarter of 2022. Well, that was then. In the fourth quarter, Government spending turned it all around and is now positive again. It's easy to predict that this is a trend that will gain momentum if there's any weakness in the economy. So there you have it. The first estimate on the economic performance, the GDP, of the economy during the fourth quarter of 2022. Overall, it's a positive reading, but one which did slow from the quarter before. Some open questions remain about what's driving consumer spending and how much the government will spend to stave off any potential recession. But the one significant factor that we cannot ignore is the sickly performance of real estate. This sector went from one of the best areas of the economy to one of the weakest, in fact, the weakest. And of course, driving this poor performance has been the rising interest rates. Oh yes, the Fed meets next Wednesday to raise interest rates even further. Best of luck to my friends in real estate. This is going to hurt a little. Brace yourselves. And that's ValueSign for Friday, January 27. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSign is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.